We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Herbie. Let's talk to Cole.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Cole Wright, Marquee Network's lead anchor.
I feel like the whole White Sox team went to the Gold Chain Gang back in the day at the Fox Valley Mall, and they said, hey, cut us X amount of length of rope when it comes to the gold chains, and let's make it happen. Chains for everybody.
Cole Wright respects everyone.
Maybe all these guys throwing 100 and getting hurt is going to be a cautionary tale down the road, almost like plastic surgery. If you get too much plastic surgery, you'll be walking around looking like Mickey Rourke. No disrespect to Mickey Rourke. Once again, no disrespect, but I have a hard time finding Adam Gase as an offensive genius.
Cole Wright, smooth and debonair.
Sometimes sweatpants, shorts, my wife says I look like I'm wearing pajamas everywhere I go. But, you know, you got to be comfortable.
Cole Wright with Lawrence Holmes on The Score.
Oh, no disrespect.
None taken. Cole Wright hosts a bunch of shows on the Marquee Network. He mostly does Cubs, but he also does Bears. So we have the chance to talk to him about both the Cubs coming off a doubleheader sweep of the Dodgers, the Bears. Coming off of a rebirth, so why not talk with Mr. Wright himself? He joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford out in Melrose Park. You can get yourself a great car. And if you don't want to go to Melrose Park, at least go look apford.com. Hey, Cole.
What's going on, man?
I'm just hanging out here. I mean, it's been a pretty good day for both of the teams that you do work with the Cubs breaking down and having it go well against the Dodgers yesterday and beating up Clayton Kershaw and the city being on a high because of what the Bears have done. So I'll give you the choice. Which would you like to talk about first?
Let's go Bears first. Why not?
All right. So when they make the move and they trade up and then they select Justin Fields, what was your reaction?
I mean, I think it was the same reaction as all Bears fans. I was pretty shocked, surprised, excited, you know, looking forward to the future. I mean, how could you not? When you have a guy like Justin Fields, everything that he puts out there on tape and on the field, I mean, that lets you know that he's a top-flight guy, and not for nothing. And I don't want to sound like the old dude in the barbershop, you know, just with one single thought process, but he's a baseball player too. He's a guy with a baseball background. And when a quarterback has a baseball background, I feel like that's beneficial. You know, there's some instances where a guy like Peyton Manning, he's never played baseball, or at least if he did, it was in a small sample size. Quarterbacks that play baseball at some point in their career and take it to another level on the diamond as well as on the gridiron, they have something that the other quarterbacks don't have, because they're able to slide, first of all. And when you're trying to get out of trouble and elude some of those tacklers, it helps if you know how to slide, because we've seen quarterbacks get banged up and injured, you know, time and time again because they can't slide. Robert Griffin III, prime example. The dude couldn't slide, never played baseball. Track, football, that's all he played. So his ability to slide wasn't there. Couldn't run or throw on the run, couldn't throw across his body. And those are things that baseball-playing quarterbacks are able to do. With Justin Fields having that pedigree, being a former baseball player as well as a quarterback, you know, that's exciting to me because I know that this guy not only is going to be able to make plays, but he also has that baseball arm where he can, you know, go through all his reads and say, okay, I'm going 35 yards downfield, let's get after it. And then, I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Everybody clap your hands. So yeah, they got so what you're saying here, Cole Wright, host of Marquee Network, is Justin Fields is Tom Brady. I just want to make sure I got that right, because you know Tom had that baseball background too. So ipso facto, Justin Fields equals Tom Brady.
Yeah, just taking, you know, almost, you know, 190 picks ahead of him. But, you know, something like that, you know.
I mean,
that'd be nice. Tom Brady, you know, former Expos draft pick, you know, catcher. And can you imagine a guy Tom Brady's height and that size up and down as a catcher? I mean, it almost doesn't make sense. I mean, you've seen only a few guys that are that tall that are actual catchers on an everyday basis in Major League Baseball. What, Matt Wieters? Is the one dude who comes to mind, but aside of that, I mean, how many 6 foot four and a half catchers are there in Major League Baseball right now?
Well, you know what? We should actually do something with this. Like, serious, we'd have to draw the line on how serious the baseball background was. Like, Matthew Stafford was Clayton Kershaw's catcher, for example. Like, could we come up with a great list of former baseball playing quarterbacks to go and try and prove Cole's point about baseball playing quarterbacks?
Well, maybe you'd have to also find out, like, did they have offers to play baseball in college? Were they a minor league dude on the side, you know, when they were trying to play college football as well? I mean, I think that there's certain criteria that would have to fit it. And I think a lot of people would be surprised that there's a lot of quarterbacks that have a pretty significant baseball background.
There are, but there are also some ones that have pretty significant baseball background that are awful, like the guy that Tom Brady was competing against at Michigan, Drew Henson. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That guy.
Drew Henson was like, if I'm not mistaken, he was like the number one high school baseball player of all time. Like, dude had like 100 home runs in a four-year high school career. Like, what? Who hits 100 home runs in high school?
No one does unless it's Cliff Floyd. And now we've got Tim Tebow back into possibility of playing football again, doing the thing that people told him to do 7 bleeping years ago.
Right, go play, try to play tight end. I mean, really? I mean, what are we doing here with Tim Tebow? I mean, I know he's a good dude at his core, but come on, man. I mean, you can't just keep getting all these extra chances. Like, I mean, once it's done, it's done. I mean, you can't just be like, okay, I'm going to go do this. And like, oh, hey, now I want to go back and do that. Like, kind of have to make up your mind. I feel it's almost unfair to other guys who've been working hard if he takes up a roster spot, just like when he was playing minor league baseball. Like, I know he was a draw at the gate, but it's like, in essence, he's taken away a job from someone else who's been doing that their whole life. And that's the problem I have with it. I mean, I know he probably loves to go out there and play, but his skill set is not at the same level as other guys who've been playing a lot longer than he has.
So overall, how'd you feel the Bears did in the draft?
I mean, pretty well. I mean, everyone else gave him an A. I don't see why I wouldn't. I mean, just the fact that they made the move to go up there and get essentially the best player available in Justin Fields, I like that. I mean, how could you not like that? Because when you look at the history of quarterback with the Chicago Bears, I mean, Lawrence, we talked about it a million times, to only have 2 Pro Bowl quarterbacks since 1970 and to be the number 3 media market in the United States, it doesn't even make any sense. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? So now to see you have a guy like Justin Fields and say, hey, look at the sky for this guy. It could be the limit. What can he bring to the table? Is he going to be a perennial Pro Bowler? He could be. And like you guys said before when you were going to break, I mean, he's beaten Trevor Lawrence time and time again. And and everyone's still saying Trevor Lawrence is that guy. He's the guy. And so if I'm Justin Fields, I'd have somewhat of a chip on my shoulder too, a competitive chip. Just to show everybody, okay, the Bears did make the right pick.
I'm convinced that if he opted out last year, he'd have been the number 2 pick.
I mean, what's the mark against him? The fact that he didn't win the national championship?
Yeah,
I mean,
against a stacked Bama team. Like,
exactly.
Stacked.
That had 6 dudes drafted in the first round. I know that's your squad. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Roll damn time.
That is my squad.
Take it easy.
That's national champions easy to you, Cole Wright.
Go Tigers.
Wow. That was the way you limped into that was really sad, kinda. Y'all still play football down there or no?
Oh, come on. You act like Joe Burrow has been off the campus that long. I mean, come on now. Let's get it together. Let's buckle it up.
Well, let's see how things go this year, because I'm not expecting them to go well for you this year either. But, you know.
Wow, easy now.
I'm just saying. I thought that LSU was a basketball school now. You're spending $23 million on Kim Mulkey. Y'all are like, hey, we're here for the buckets.
Hey, I guess so. I mean, I didn't spend one penny of that $26 million or whatever you just said. But either way, yes, they're paying her well down there.
Yes, they are. Yeah. LS who? Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you a question about your Cubs. Yesterday, that was a fun day. I know that it was a long day. I know you were in the studios for forever, but it was completely worth it. What was the most impressive thing about yesterday for you?
I'm going to go with Javi's bomb to tie it up, man. I mean, down to the last out, that dude coming through big time. And, I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, he was working an 8-game hitting streak before game one and was only able to draw a walk in game one. But for him to come through and, you know, essentially start a whole brand-new hitting streak like that, I mean, I think it's starting to warm up a little bit. You know, these guys are really starting to swing the sticks a little bit better. And the confidence boost. I mean, that's only what we saw yesterday is only the seventh time that a team has taken out Cy Young Award winners in a doubleheader. I mean, I know that stat is a little bit of a deep dive, but it's only been done six times prior to. And when you see the list of names, and we had it over there, I mean, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Ferguson Jenkins, and Jim Palmer, and there were this name scattered all over the place. And it's like, wow, this is a pretty special day just to see what went down and to think about the firepower that they were able to take out there on the mound. I mean, in Clayton Kershaw, you saw him in the first inning giving up four runs. I mean, that's only the second time in his career he's given up four or more in the first inning. So for the Cubs to get to him like that, I mean, he was a taste off, and the Cubs bats were really on. So that was a bad combination for him. And then for them to get to Trevor Bauer, especially Jason Hayward, like Carlos Pena broke down that at bat, unbelievably, the first one, the way it set up that second at bat, and Trevor Bauer thought that he was able to go back to that well with that same pitch. I mean, J.A. made a deposit, you know, at the bank of right field bleachers.
Man, when that guy gets his arms extended, dude, it's a thing of beauty.
Problem.
Yep.
And hopefully, you know, we're going to see him start to heat up a little bit here too, because I feel like his production really doesn't speak when you look at his numbers. But he's got it. I know, and I'm sure it's everyone knows that those numbers have got to come up, and everyone is going to bring their numbers up. That's what's going to happen. I just feel like, you know, if everyone just kind of, you know, follows suit like Chris Bryant, and that's easier said than done, because Chris Bryant, obviously an MVP caliber player, but, you know, hitting is contagious. And when KB is swinging it and Javi's hitting and Tony Two Chains is getting after it, I mean, it's they're a fun bunch to watch. But, you know, when the hits aren't coming, I mean, sometimes it's not the easiest, but that goes for every team. I mean, a lot of teams that have a lot of potential sometimes early aren't able to get after it. But this team right now, I think that they're starting to find their stride, and it's going to be fun to watch, especially today. Albert Alzolay versus Walker Buehler. I mean, two young dudes that go out there and just plain and simple get after it. I mean, Alzolay, last time he was on the mound, I think 17 of the 24 batters he faced, he pounded out there with first pitch strike. So, you know, when it comes to him getting ahead of batters and staying ahead, that's going to be key for him today. And for him to go six innings last time, you know, that was a big feather in the cap. And, you know, just for the Cubs to be able to get at Walker Buehler, they're going to have to attack, because he's one of the dudes in the league right now that throws gas.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws it. He's not like, okay, I'm going to try to cut it a little bit or try to, you know, throw a sinker or nope. Here's what you got. It's 98, 99. If you want to hit it, here it is. Good luck.
He's got, you know, Nintendo man.
Yeah, if you jump on him quick, though, I feel like he can get rattled, because he's a fiery dude. He's not that big, but I mean his confidence is just as big as his fastball.
You know who didn't get rattled yesterday? Kyle Hendricks. He looked like back to himself yesterday. I think that's like, I know that KB is playing an MVP level, and I'm a KB stan, but if they have any chance of really like making this thing work, I think it has to be with him leading that staff. And I thought that it was good to see Hendricks perform like old Hendricks yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was hitting his spots. He was getting calls. I mean, he was getting swing and misses. I mean, it was good to see him go out there and get after it. And, you know, just the one lone mistake, you know, with the home run. I mean, but that was, you know, top of seven. You know, it's, I mean, the game was essentially over with. You know, it's, so when you look at what he was able to do, I think just baseball's a game of confidence. And, you know, when you have a confident feeling going from one start to the next, I feel like you can piggyback on that. And then it becomes contagious to all throughout the clubhouse. And means, you know, sometimes that does sound cliche, but if you ask any guy in that clubhouse, and if guys aren't hitting, you know, it's tougher for everyone to scratch runs across. But when the sticks are alive and well, like we've seen the last few games, and, you know, we saw it a few times last week with the crazy output offensively. So I think that, you know, today's going to be exciting. The sweep of the defending World Series champs and taking out two Cy Young award winners back to back. I mean, that's pretty big. And I know Walker Buehler is going to go out there and give his best, and Alzolay, he's going to do the same.
Well, I'm going to let you get to work, man, because I know that you got a busy night ahead of you over at Marquee. When do the festivities start on Marquee Network?
5:30, loud and proud. It's going to be myself, Carlos Pena, Sean Marshall. We're going to get after it again, man, looking for the sweep of the Dodgers.
All right, man. I appreciate, like, the folks on Twitch are very happy that you pulled over for your segment today, too.
Yeah. I feel like the phone holster is a little wobbly. My wife stole my other one, and she doesn't even use it. It's still just sitting in her car. I got to get my other one back, so it's too wobbly.
All right, well, good. It all worked out for everyone. Cole, have a great night tonight, and I hope that you're right, that the Cubs can get themselves a sweep of the Dodgers.
No doubt. Later, Lawrence.
Later. That is Cole Wright, he of the Marquee Network, who says Justin Fields is Tom Brady because of baseball. I mean, there's something to it, right?
He had a really good point right there. I'd never thought about the, you know, the moving on the run like a shortstop has to do, like Justin Fields
sure.
was.
Like Russell Wilson.
Patrick Mahomes. His dad's a baseball player. Aaron Rodgers did play baseball in high school.
John Elway, another guy, ran on the move and threatened to play baseball if they didn't get these dollars right for him.
And I think Matt Bowen spoke to you back in the day about the cross training of different sports. Don't just specialize in baseball, specialize in football or basketball. Have that cross training so you can utilize those movements in the other sports that you're playing.
That's right. And those muscles that you sometimes don't use in one sport, you can use them in another sport. So maybe we're on to something. Maybe Cole has unlocked a secret onto how to win in football. Draft baseball players as quarterbacks.
Kenny Williams, like, I did the opposite, y'all.
Yeah, he did. But he was a football player that played baseball. And then he was always out here looking for guys that were like basketball players or football players. And in the case of Tim Anderson, it's worked out great.
Got one. All the rest,
I don't want to hear Jared Mitchell's name brought up ever again. I heard it on Locked On Sox this morning, and I didn't appreciate it.
We said Courtney Hawkins' name, too.
The same guy. We need to take a break. When we come back, Olin Krutz, I'm so glad that he was on the station, because I don't know if there's anyone in the country that breaks down offensive line play the way that he does. And I ran across something inside his conversation with Parkins and Spiegel that I wanted to share with you on that front, which I think is interesting. I think that Olin is taking a very objective approach to the Bears draft. So I want to share some of that with you. I also want to get off these Aaron Rodgers jokes and talk a little bit more about the Cubs. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Looking through some of your text messages, Score listen line is 312-644-6767. It's brought to you by the BetQL app. Download the app and become a better. 773 texter says, Rodgers should have been a Manning. Those guys have a history of holding teams hostage. If LeBron should shut up and dribble, maybe Aaron should just relax and play. It's from CJ. It is my supposition when it comes to people talking about situations like this, and particularly the situation with Aaron Rodgers, that there is an immense amount of jealousy that is involved in it. You wish that you could stick it to the man. And in this case, yes, the team is the man. Yes. I know that Aaron Rodgers makes way more money than you, which is part of the reason that you're jealous. But in this case, the team is the man. Now, I know that Packers fans are going to tell you, well, we own the team, and I got this thing on my wall. It costs $250. I own the team. He owes me. He don't owe you, Jack. Was that a good, you think that's a good Packers fan impersonation? Like, not, no, specifically a Packers fan who owns one of those $250 deeds that says they own the team.
A little more hillbilly in there.
Oh, okay, I'll work on it. I'll change it up. I wanted to get like the whining aspect of it. The entitlement aspect of it. I've got this thing on my wall. Did you also name a star after somebody?
Hey, that might be a sponsor later on.
Damn it! You just wish that you could do it. There's a whole genre of music that expresses the common man's distrust of the man. Take this job and shove it. Everyone wishes they could sing that song. Well, maybe not that song. 9 to 5. There's plenty of them. Plenty of songs of people expressing their feelings about their boss. And Aaron Rodgers is out here living the dream that you have. Everyone wishes they could say that their boss is like Jerry Krause. And I'll leave and I'll burn this to the ground. That's what everyone thinks at certain times. Aaron Rodgers is out here living it. And I say, live it. I say, live it. Like, to me, it's like, live it for all of us. Hey, Aaron, all of the things, like, live it for us. For all those people that have just really wanted to be like, man, bleep this place. Why do you think we love that scene in Half Baked? Bleep you. Bleep you, bleep you, you're cool, bleep you, and I'm out. We love it because we can put ourselves in his spot. I'm Cuban B. Yes, Cuban B. That's all Aaron Rodgers is saying. He's literally doing the scene from Half Baked. Well, not literally, figuratively doing the scene from Half Baked. Bleep you. Gutekunst, bleep you, LaFleur, bleep you, Jordan Love, Devontae, you're cool, oh, yeah. And Packers fans, bleep you. The fact that it may help the Bears out, I think, is a wonderful byproduct, but we should all be rooting for Aaron Rodgers anyway in this particular fight. He's Everyman. That's his new superhero name. Everyman. But you can't see him as Everyman because he makes too much money. And because he makes too much money, you want to see him knock down a peg. He needs to be respectful. Hell no. Blow it all up.
And as AB brought up, we don't get mad at ownership, especially in the NFL, when they're like, yeah, get this guy out here. No one was out here talking about Leno the other day. Like, man, that's really sad that they can't get a spot for Charles Leno.
Who's been a solid player.
Yeah, no one's like, man, why the Bears do him so dirty like that? Zero people said that. But the man went from a 7th round pick to starting for 7 years for the Bears.
93 games in a row for Charles Leno.
And wherever
and he was fine.
And whatever people say, the Bears were a top 15 offensive line graded out last year, and Charles Leno was part of that. Not great, good.
He's fine.
Decent.
And so, he's gonna get paid. I will
so
say
when
that.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers taking his ownership and saying, I don't need this. Y'all do what I want to do. Fire that GM or I ain't coming back. Now what?
And that's the beauty of it, Herbie. Everyone wishes that they had power like that. The opportunities to have power like that are few and far between. It doesn't happen in the lives of people who are not Aaron Rodgers that often. When do you actually get the chance to make change, extract power, to actually have your voice heard? I was joking about this on Sunday. To me, it is the underlying thing of the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans, is the idea of, you know what, I can do it better. Or I don't have to do it here because someone else will appreciate what I bring to the table. That's all. The man feels unappreciated, and now he is dug in his heels because you didn't fix it when you could have fixed it. Whether it was draft day last year or draft day this year, you didn't fix it when you could have fixed it. And now you out here getting called Jerry Krause. Bleep you, bleep you, bleep you. You're cool, bleep you. That's all it is. That's all that Aaron Rodgers is doing. He has had enough of the burger place. And he is going to move on to selling marijuana poorly. If we are to follow, you know, the movie along, he's going to wrap it up, B. All right, so Olin Kreutz was on with Parkins and Spiegel. It was really good stuff, as often with Olin Kreutz. By the way, his podcast, the No Name Football podcast, is really great. Olin had this to say about where things stand with the Bears after the draft.
There's so much unknowns right now in the Chicago Bears building, even though there's a lot of excitement, especially because of their first two picks. Like, you know, what is your plan? How are you going to develop these players? Things that worry me immediately is, okay, I'm going to take this kid, Tevin Jenkins, who everybody argues should have been a first-round pick. A lot of people were high on him, but at right tackle. Now it looks like they're going to play him at left tackle. I think, unless I'm wrong with his stats, I think he only played 6 or 7 games there. And then I'm wondering who the hell he played against and what he put on film that made them think they could just move in the left tackle immediately. So that's a question mark there, especially in Coach Nagy's offense, which I would argue is the hardest offense in the NFL to play quarterback and tackle in, just because of the passing and a lot of five-man blocking concepts. So you don't get a lot of help at tackle position, no matter who you are playing there. And Andy Reid showed you in the Super Bowl how he didn't help his tackle. So, you know, they have to actually see what they got at those two positions that are very important. And then their defense coordinator, Sean Desai, even though Mike Pettine's in the building, he's brand new at his job. And then you have to get a little lucky there to see where they are and see how, you know, the last time they actually looked like a team that could compete for the Super Bowl, they were plus 12 in turnover differential, and they haven't been anywhere near that since.
We're talking to Olin Kreutz, Parkins and Spiegel on the score. Have you had a chance to watch film on Tevin Jenkins yet?
I have, but just the stuff that everybody else gets. That's the one really hard thing about trying to analyze these college guys. I'm sure, as you guys know, doing this job, is to find film on them, to look for whole games and watch them. All you see are highlights. But
right.
You do immediately see, you know, the kid is nasty. He's announced it 100 times how nasty he is. So we'll wait till we can see it here. He reminds me a lot of, if you guys go back and you guys Google Mark Colombo's articles when they drafted him in 2002, they said a lot of the same things about Mark. And Mark was a nasty player. When you get a dislocated kneecap in your rookie year, that's going to hurt your chances of having a great career that they wanted you to have here in Chicago. But I know I don't get a ton of film on him. Obviously, the highlights I've seen, he looks good. Talking to guys around that deal with offensive linemen and actually studied him. They all really like him. The one worry, obviously, is his arms are a little shorter for a tackle, which a lot of people, you know, I think Bakhtiari has the same length arms. Bakhtiari is obviously the left tackle for the Packers, considered probably the best left tackle in the NFL. So you can cancel that out if you can move your feet and you can use your hands well. But going to have to see him against NFL competition like anybody else who comes into the NFL. And no, I don't get to see a lot of, you know, whole games of these guys to really get a really solid opinion on them.
I'm sure that Olin has been getting more information on him. And the thing about Olin is Olin doesn't like self-proclaimed tough guys. He doesn't. Like, that's not his thing. You got to show him. But everything in the profile of Tevin Jenkins tells you that he can, he talks the talk and he can walk the walk. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. Man, there's some mad Packers fans. This guy's an embarrassing Rodgers segment. No, that was an excellent Rodgers segment. It was excellent. Anytime that I could talk about Aaron Rodgers and Half-Baked, are you kidding me? What other show's doing that? Only this one. When we come back, I'm going to do something else that only this show would do. Tell you about two comic book series that if you aren't watching, you need to be. I'll do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
So I had never read the Invincible comic books, but a friend was like, you should check out Invincible on Amazon Prime. And I was like, all right, yeah, you know, I can, before we get started with the Loki thing on Marvel, I could use a little refresher on superhero shows. And so I checked out, I haven't finished it yet. I'm getting close. My goodness, Invincible on Amazon Prime. Do not let your kids watch it. But as an adult, I think that you will enjoy it very much. It is raw in the way that it looks at the life of superheroes. And now there's going to be a live action series on Netflix called Jupiter's Legacy, which is going to start on Friday. I actually have read Jupiter's Legacy. I sent it over to Connor because I knew there was something he would like. It's really interesting. And I haven't seen a preview or anything like that. I just know that I was sitting there going, I wonder if they can pull off this type of universe for Jupiter's Legacy. From what I saw Dean Richards talk about it this morning on Channel 9. He showed some clips of it. It looks like what I was reading and what I was visualizing is kind of coming to pass. So you're probably going to see a little bit more about Jupiter's Legacy over the next couple of days. Give it a shot. And again, it's adult more in nature than some of the more family-friendly DC and Marvel stuff. And if you haven't watched Invincible, watch the first episode and watch it without your kids. And then tell me that you aren't coming back for more. The book, Jupiter's Legacy, is pretty incredible. And I have been more than pleased with Invincible as a show. I will talk with Parkins and Spiegel coming up next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.